Belinda presents this unabridged recording of A Gift to Remember, written by Melissa Hill and read by Annabel Tudor. Her heart was a secret garden, and the walls were very high. William Goldman. A little while later, Darcy pulled her bike up to the hip Chelsea Bistro hosting the science fiction author's book launch party. Parking it next to a lamppost, she took her bike lock out of her messenger bag and clipped it around both. Despite the media's harping on about New York crime statistics, in all the years she'd lived in the city, she'd never had one stolen. Satisfied, she turned towards the entrance, and inside, by the door, immediately locked eyes with the only person she was likely to recognize here tonight, her aunt. A statuesque blonde in her mid-50s, dressed in head-to-toe Chanel, Catherine Armstrong was holding a martini glass in one manicured hand and critically assessing every inch of Darcy's windblown appearance. Feeling under examination, Darcy shook out her flattened hair, straightened her coat, and adjusted her bag on her shoulder, just as light snowflakes began to descend from the sky, melting on contact with her increasingly flushed cheeks. She turned her face upwards, briefly reveling in the sensation. Then, steeling herself for the inevitable assassination, she walked towards the front door, all too late noticing the salt stains on the back of her trousers. Well, there was nothing she could do about that now, she thought as she opened the door to the restaurant and hastily brushed down the legs of her pants, hoping that her aunt wouldn't notice. Before Darcy made it two steps inside the entrance, had a chance to scope out the room or even take off her coat, Catherine accosted her. "Darling, why on earth are you still riding that dreadful thing in December, in the middle of winter, when it is starting to snow?" Darcy took careful note that this was a statement, not a question. "Do you have some kind of death wish?" This was a question, though. She smiled tiredly. "No, Catherine, I don't have a death wish, and you already know why I ride my bike." Over the years, they'd had countless discussions about Darcy's preference for the bike over any form of public transport, something which, according to Catherine, thumbed its nose at reason and indeed personal safety. But riding on public transport was actually detrimental for Darcy. Such journeys afforded her the opportunity to immerse herself in reading, and she'd lost count of the number of times she'd gone miles past her stop and ended up late for work. Her aunt sighed. "You know, your parents are probably spinning in their graves, may they rest in peace. They entrusted you to me all those years ago, and what do you do to honor their wishes for your personal welfare? You pedal a bike around the streets of Manhattan just asking to be mown down. Why can't you be like any other self-respecting New Yorker and just take the subway or a damn cab?" Darcy opened her mouth to protest, but Catherine held up one heavily bejeweled hand to silence her.